While addressing the press during the meeting of the International Monetary Fund that is taking place in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, Vitor Gaspar, the director of fiscal affairs department at the IMF, said that decisive fiscal policy and structure policy reforms can make a substantial contribution to growth amid souring public debt.
Deficits are high and global public debt is very high, rising and risky. Global public debt is projected to go above $100 trillion this year. At the current pace, the global debt-to-GDP ratio will approach 100% by the end of the decade, rising above the pandemic peak.
In Africa, with emerging market and developing economies, the IMF indicated that countries should try to restrict large government wage bills and safeguard public investment to get debt under control. David Ruseri works with the IMF Fiscal Affairs Department.
The challenge that Nigeria faces, as well as many other countries in the region, there are two. One is very low revenue to GDP ratio. And the second, one trend that we've seen, we are a bit concerned, is that the ratio of the debt service obligation to revenue has been increasing. So for the average low-income country, it's about 15%. It means that basically a large part of revenue in these countries goes to just finance the debt.
African countries are facing significant debt burdens, with over 30 countries either showing signs of debt distress already or with the significant signs of heading into that direction. Yungong Theophilus Jong is the policy manager at the African Forum and Network on Debt and Development, a pan-African civil society organization based in Zimbabwe, working on issues of sustainable debt in Africa.
It's more expensive for African countries to borrow. When you look at the interest rates on bonds, you see that African countries pay about 10% interest rates on the average, compared to just about 0.8 and 25% for countries like Germany and the United States of America. Current challenge with Africa's debt is, you know, is the debt restructuring problem.
African countries are carrying a higher level of debt than before the COVID-19 pandemic, when it was at 61%. Commercial debt in Africa now accounts for 43% of the total debt, up from 20% in 2000. On the other hand, there is good news. According to the World Bank, the structure of African debt has changed considerably, as bilateral debt now represents 27% compared to the 52% in 2000. Moses Aviarimana for Voice of America, Washington, D.C.